From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabamians are casting their ballots today in the state's primary election. It's the first since Alabama's congressional districts were redrawn. Late last year, courts ruled previous maps diluted black voting power and violated the Voting Rights Act. The Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller traveled to Selma, where thousands gathered to commemorate a protest that made that law and the new map possible.
The march over the Edmund Pettus Bridge is a steep one. It's a tough walk across the Alabama River, enough that, for a moment, you can hardly see over to the other side. But on Sunday, thousands of people came to cross the bridge to remember the violence that happened 59 years ago. Alice Moore was a foot soldier that day. She says it's taken her nearly 60 years to process the trauma and return to the bridge. She also says it feels like her story has been overlooked.
And you walk into a place and other people will say, you know, they're not a foot soldier because we don't have anything attached to us that said we walked, but your heart.
Foot soldiers were peaceful demonstrators who staged marches from Selma to Montgomery. That day on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, they were met with police violence. Those who marched were beaten with batons and sprayed with tear gas. The public's outrage bolstered the fight for equal rights and ultimately led to the signing of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Last year, the Supreme Court ruled that Alabama's congressional maps violated that law. Previously, the state only had one district that was majority black. Now, there's District 2. It covers a large portion of the Black Belt, and black voters make up nearly a majority of the district. Moore and her sister, Denise Jarnigan Holt, helped make that possible because of their protests on the bridge nearly 60 years ago. But they're disappointed with the younger generations.
There's no such thing as people working together now, you know what I mean? In this political arena now, it's everybody's for themselves. They're not trying to bring somebody up behind them, you know what I mean? It's for themselves.
Holt and Moore were too young to vote back then, so they marched for their parents' rights, and now for the rights of voters younger than them.
Our parents didn't have that opportunity to vote until we went through the struggle that we went through. And we did that so everybody after them can have that same opportunity to vote.
Demonstrators came from all corners of America, Detroit, Atlanta, New York, and Seattle. Of course, they won't be voting in Alabama's new 2nd District, but Carl Gadsden is from Hope Hull, an unincorporated town near Montgomery in the new district. He says he came to Selma to honor the struggle black Alabamians went through decades ago, and he will be voting Tuesday.
First of all, we had too many foot soldiers to give their lives.
Right.
Second of all, we have come a long way, but we're regressing now. It's time to come back to the forefront where we were, where we need to be at.
Though the state having a new district leaves room for Alabamians to elect a black representative, it's not a guarantee. If black turnout is low, the district could go with a candidate other than the one black voters want. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana.